You've decided you're ready to become a parent, and suddenly you're overwhelmed with people who feel they have the right to inform you on the correct way to conceive, give birth, what fears you should have, and the proper way to parent. How do you filter through the opinions? How do you know what's trustworthy information and what's a myth or just plain outdated? Welcome to the Birthies podcast. Join your host, Michelle Smith, and her guests as they cut through the noise and fear by sharing valuable tips, tools, and proven methods that help you connect with your own inner wisdom as you navigate the sacred journey that is pregnancy, birth, and parenthood in a more relaxed and confident manner. This podcast does not constitute, nor is it intended, as medical advice.
Hello, Birthies families. Welcome to your reprieve from the noise and the stress that can often accompany pregnancy, birth, and parenthood. I'm your host, Michelle Smith. In our previous episode, we discussed stress, and I'm not sure that the episode felt like a reprieve because talking about the impacts of stress was, well, stressful, especially for me as someone that's experienced stress in pregnancy and had postpartum depression and have suffered from PTSD. But I want to reassure you that stress is a part of life, and what matters most is how you handle it. If we can address the stress and move on, the stress response will recede and the body will go back into balance. And this is especially important when we're wanting to conceive and while we're pregnant. So now, let's talk about some ways that you can reduce stress during pregnancy and really other times in your life as well. According to the March of Dimes, some ways to reduce stress are to figure out what's making you stressed and talk to your partner, a friend, or your health care provider about it. Know that the discomforts of pregnancy are only temporary. Ask your provider or childbirth educator how to handle these discomforts. As a note, chiropractic care and acupuncture can really make a difference with these discomforts. Stay healthy and fit. Eat healthy foods, of course, and do your best to get plenty of sleep. And exercise with your providers okay if you're having preterm labor signs or any other high-risk pregnancy signs. But exercise can help reduce stress and also help prevent those common pregnancy discomforts. Research has found that magnesium may help with brain functions that reduce stress and anxiety. Cut back on activities that you don't need to do. Yes, please do that. Sometimes ladies really try to do too much during their pregnancy, and your body will let you know. There's also a lot of value in having a good support network, including your partner, family, and friends. Ask your provider about resources in the community that may be able to help. Dr. Alizia Davis and her colleagues at the University of Denver have spent years studying the effect of pregnant women's stress reactions upon their baby in the womb. Dr. Davis states, "We know that women with strong social support, whether from the partner, their sister, or their friends, are protected. The best advice she can give worried pregnant mothers is to take care of their mental health by carrying on with activities they normally enjoy. Whether it's going out for a walk or hanging out with friends, we all know what we can do to take care of our mental health," says Davis. In other words, don't stress about your stress and make sure to set aside time to engage in something you love, such as listening to music, being outside in nature, reading or listening to books, or laughing with family or friends. Laughter is a wonderful way to help mitigate stress. I also want to mention that religious and spiritual practices, as well as church communities, are a great resource for support in reducing stress. Repeating a favorite prayer from your faith, either silently or out loud, promotes relaxation. You can use a guide, such as your breathing or a rosary, to help with a repetition. Please ask for help from people you trust and accept that help when they offer. For example, you may need help cleaning the house, or you may want someone to go with you to your prenatal visit. This can be especially important once your baby's born. It's very important to accept help. If you're working, do your best to plan ahead to help you and your employer get ready for your time away from work. It can get very stressful sometimes once you reach 36 weeks and people realize that you're actually going to be going on maternity leave. Take a childbirth education class so that you know what to expect during pregnancy and when your baby arrives. Practice the breathing and relaxation techniques you learn in your class. I would also like to recommend hiring a doula. They can help navigate many of the challenges that come with pregnancy and birth, and also to provide education and emotional support. There are also two great resources that have been shown to help prevent and counteract the effects of stress and of postpartum depression. Dunstan Baby Language, which teaches you your baby's cries, and Happiest Baby on the Block. Understanding your baby's signals and cries helps you to respond quickly, consistently, and warmly to your baby's physical and emotional needs, which helps facilitate bonding and attachment with your baby. Sing a song. Even if you can't carry a tune, hum in your head. Music helps control cortisol levels. If you think you may be depressed, talk to your provider right away. There are many ways to deal with depression. Getting treatment and counseling early may help. Individual counseling can be an outlet for feelings of confusion, sadness, and frustration. Group support is particularly helpful for women who feel isolated as a result of infertility or postpartum depression. Psychologists advise pregnant women who are exposed to longer-term stress situations to seek support from a therapist to handle the stress better. Stress during pregnancy cannot always be avoided. However, a secure bond between the mother and child after the birth can neutralize the negative effects of stress during pregnancy, says Pearl Lamarca Gamagami, senior researcher at the University of Zurich. Doctors Thomas Verney and William Emerson remind us that bonding and attachment begin from conception. It does not have to wait until the baby is born. You can start relating with your baby from the beginning. Research on 1,200 pregnant patients found that when mothers practiced prenatal bonding with their babies, there was far less birth trauma and birth complications. Tracy Goudet, executive director of Duke Integrative Medicine, also recommends journaling. Setting down on paper how you feel can take some of the pressure off. It's a way to offload concerns you may feel uncomfortable sharing, she says. And you can shred the pages or throw them out, a physical act that contributes to the effect. According to an article authored by Alice Domar, PhD, in the journal Dialogues in Neuroscience in 2018, a study of both male and female infertility patients explored the benefit of expressive writing. The authors found that both partners exhibited decreased depressive symptoms. Participants in the MindBody program do a journaling exercise during the seventh session of the program and are encouraged to continue if they found it helpful. They are also encouraged to maintain a daily gratitude diary. Alice Domar also states in her research, mindfulness is commonly used as a coping strategy for infertility patients and is introduced early in the program. A study of first-time IVF patients randomized to a mindfulness-based intervention versus control found that women who attended the intervention revealed a significant increase in mindfulness, self-compassion, meaning-based coping strategies, and most importantly, had higher pregnancy rates. She also explains, relaxation techniques have been widely shown to reduce negative emotions in a range of medical patients. More specifically, they've been shown to significantly reduce anxiety scores in women undergoing infertility treatment. patients learn a different technique each week, including progressive muscle relaxation, hatha yoga, meditation, imagery, etc., and are encouraged to try each one and then practice the one or ones that are most effective for them. The March of Dimes also recommends trying relaxation activities like prenatal yoga and meditation. Tracy Godet suggests spending time once or twice a day coaxing the body into a state of deep relaxation. Take 5 minutes or so to close your eyes and transport yourself to a far-off destination, a mini mental vacation. Allow yourself to experience all the senses of your surroundings, says Godet, and your body will respond as if you are actually there. The benefits of the relaxation response include a slower heart rate and lower blood pressure. The relaxation response is essentially the opposite reaction to the flight or fight response. It is a physical state of deep relaxation, which engages the other part of your nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system. Once engaged, it turns off the flight or fight response and brings the body back to pre-stress levels, counteracting the physiological effects of stress and the flight or fight response. Dr. Herbert Benson describes the relaxation response as a physical state of deep relaxation. Associates of Dr. Benson at Harvard Medical School found that regular sessions of a simple meditation technique decreased the body's response to norepinephrine, a hormone released in reaction to stress. Although the endocrine system continued to emit the hormones, they did not seem to have their usual effects. Ordinarily, norepinephrine stimulates the cardiovascular system, Dr. Benson said, but regular relaxation training resulted in less blood pressure increase to norepinephrine than is usually seen. Research has shown that the regular use of the relaxation response can help any health problem that is caused or intensified by chronic stress, such as fibromyalgia, gastrointestinal ailments, insomnia, hypertension, anxiety disorders, inflammation, infertility, and others. According to Dr. Benson, one of the most valuable things we can do in life is to learn deep relaxation. Making an effort to spend some time every day quieting our minds in order to create inner peace and better health. Dr. Benson has found that for many of his patients, the relaxation response can be evoked by their simply sitting quietly with eyes closed for 15 minutes twice daily and mentally repeating a simple word or sound. 80% of patients chose a simple prayer to repeat, Dr. Benson said. If parents counteract the effects of stress by utilizing the relaxation response daily, their babies receive the benefit as well, and this is especially true for babies in the womb. The baby's experience of conception through that first year after birth forms a template for life. Pre- and perinatal psychologists recommend connecting and bonding with your baby while your baby is still in the womb as a vital way to help protect you both from stress and the rigors of birth. If you are listening to this podcast, you may be expecting a child and/or already have children. If you experienced acute or long-term stress during your pregnancy, or may have had a stressful birth experience or postpartum period, according to Dr. William Emerson, as parents, it's never too late for healing. He reminds us that we all face challenges in life. We all have our own destiny. Begin by accepting that stress or trauma happen, and do your best to release any deep guilt you may have surrounding it. You can engage love for your children now. Work on loving them more and loving yourself more. You don't have to say a thing to your children. That provides what is called a healing relational field, and it's possible to create healing through the relational field. You can take time to imagine and visualize how you would have liked your pregnancy and baby's birth to have happened. That does enter into the relational field with your child. When either parent does this, whether the father or the mother, re-engaging the pregnancy, it is amazing how their children will feel it. He also recommends holding a photo of your child to your heart for 5 minutes daily. It's never too late. Dr. Emerson says that simply having someone within the family, a parent, grandparent, sibling, aunt, uncle, that knows us, senses us accurately, loves us, preferably unconditionally, but even conditionally loves us, that love helps ameliorate trauma all by itself. These different stress-relieving practices help us not only in our pregnancy, but again when we're wanting to conceive, postpartum, and in our journey as parents. Because those of you that already have your children, we know that the stress of parenting doesn't disappear once the baby is born. Again, it's a wonderful, joyous experience, I think, to be a parent, but it does come with stressors. And the more we can learn these tools and utilize them, the more benefit we bring our children. In further episodes, I will be speaking with experts regarding yoga, acupuncture, doula services, chiropractic care, craniosacral therapy, and other stress-reducing practices and resources. And now, I'm excited to share a guided relaxation session with you, which helps elicit the relaxation response and to access the healing relational field. It also facilitates bonding with your baby and children, no matter how old they are. As a gentle reminder, please avoid listening to this guided relaxation while engaging in an activity that requires your full attention. Please stop the podcast and return to it when you can safely be seated or reclining in a supported position. Unless you are the passenger listening to this guided relaxation with headphones on, for everyone's safety, never listen to it while driving or riding in a vehicle. It is my sincere hope that you find it healing and soothing. And now, as you prepare to relax, to settle back comfortably in a safe and supported place, and begin to notice the rhythm of your own breathing. You may notice the way your breath moves through your body, taking another gentle breath in, and then simply releasing it as you inhale and then exhale. As you listen to the sound of my voice, and as you're relaxing, you will begin to feel a sense of comfort. This is your time. You've set this time aside. This is a time for releasing, for relaxing, and for renewing. And you may find that the next time your eyes blink or begin to close, you can simply allow them to stay there, closed, pleasantly closed, comfortably closed. With each breath, you relax even more deeply now, easily, naturally. You may allow what you are pleasantly experiencing right now to just continue. As you may be really curious about how deeply relaxed and comfortable you can be. And isn't it good to know that it isn't necessary for you to go deeply into relaxation in order to continue to enjoy a developing sense of inner comfort. You simply notice the comfort within your eyes, and as your eyelids rest gently closed, each time you exhale, you feel yourself moving deeper into a state of relaxed calmness. And now, as you gently relax into your own breathing pace, see, feel, or imagine that you are breathing in peace, and that as you exhale, you are releasing any stress, strain, or tension. And again, just releasing the fatigue of life's daily demands. Breathing in peace, and as you exhale, relaxing into a deeper feeling of ease. You don't have to make it happen. Just allow it to be so. Our breath is the quickest way to alter any stress hormones within the body. So just allow yourself to relax even more deeply now, easily, naturally. Our breath is our connection to the divine. So breathe in that peace and allow the divine to begin flowing throughout every part of your body now. And you may wish to give this feeling of peace, of connection, which is your breath, a color of serenity, soothing, and relaxing. And you can now feel that peace all around you. And each time you inhale, you're breathing in the tranquil energy, the tranquil feeling. And each time you exhale, you're relaxing even more deeply now. With your next breath, inhale serenity. And as you exhale, see, feel, or imagine that peaceful color now touching upon your skin, allowing you to let go of any excess tension. All of your thoughts seem to quiet down now as you concentrate your attention on the pleasant feeling of peace and connection that caresses your face, flows across your forehead, relaxing your facial muscles, easing away any worry lines. Feel the gentle touch upon your cheeks now, relaxing them deeply, on your ears and around your jaw. Soothing color of peace, relaxing away any tension that may have been remaining there. And a feeling of deep tranquility touches the top of your head, relaxing you even more deeply now, spreading down the back of your head into your neck, bringing calm and ease. With your next breath, a feeling of serenity caresses your neck and soothes your throat. It feels as though a mantle of peace and tranquility envelops your shoulders and your upper back as you relax, relaxing even more deeply now. This peaceful, relaxing feeling flowing down your arms and into your elbows. It's such a pleasant feeling to discover how heavy With relaxation, your very elbows can become. And this peaceful feeling continues to flow down through your arms and into your fingers, leaving your shoulders, arms, and upper back enveloped with safety and ease. And with your next breath, your shoulders gently sink down into the frame of your body now. You become aware of this relaxing, tranquil feeling filling your chest, soothing and relaxing. The peaceful color now floods your stomach area as you take another gentle breath and release it. And a feeling of deep serenity fills your entire abdomen and spreads into your lower back, calming, relaxing, and soothing. As the peaceful feeling of relaxation reaches your hips, your thighs, your knees, it releases any tension that may have been remaining there. Your legs are almost aglow as the beautiful, peaceful color flows down through them. Your legs are so relaxed now, all the way down to your feet and toes, pleasantly relaxed and comfortable now. Your entire body is loose, limp, and relaxed, relaxing even more deeply now in the peaceful serenity of your breath. And as you notice how relaxed your body has become, and as your body deeply relaxes, your mind naturally follows. Because I want to help you to relax even more deeply now, I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And by the time I reach the count of 1, you'll find that you are profoundly relaxed, and the degree of comfort and ease within your mind and body has naturally been enhanced simply by listening to the sound of my voice and allowing yourself to go more peacefully and deeply within. And now as I begin the count, 5, releasing, relaxing, letting go. 4, easily allowing yourself to relax twice as much. 3, an even deeper feeling of peace spreading throughout your body and your mind now. 2, drifting deeper and deeper and still deeper. And 1, 10 times deeper still, very, very deeply relaxed and at ease. And now, as you reach your most profound relaxation yet, the peace, the serenity is flowing to every part of your body, every muscle, organ, fiber of your body now. And you take a moment to direct your focus to your heart. And as you do, you begin to sense a sensation of pleasant warmth, or perhaps a beautiful color, a feeling of love that begins to build within your heart as you use your breath to breathe in peace and connect to the divine.
You allow this warm feeling, this pleasant warm feeling, this lovely color, this sensation of peace and love to grow even stronger, even brighter. And the stronger that love grows, the more relaxed you feel. And the more relaxed you feel, the stronger your love grows. You may even begin to feel it radiate throughout your whole body, your entire being, bathing you in a wonderful feeling of pure love. Love that now reaches every cell in your body now, filling every cell with love and peace. You take a moment now to focus on the love filling your heart and flowing through your being. And as you do, you bring your attention to your child or children, or a child that you love. A wonderful sense of peace and love begins flowing between you both, and you easily and naturally concentrate upon the things that delight and awe you about this child. If you are pregnant, perhaps this sense of awe is the feeling of your child's presence or movements within your womb. Your sweet babe nestled there beneath your heart, being bathed in a wonderful feeling of pure love and connection. If your babe has already been born, perhaps it is the feeling of your child sleeping on your chest or in your arms, feeling their breath move within their body as they inhale and exhale, and you relax into the rhythm that is their breath. You inhale peace and connection, taking in the scent that is uniquely your child. And you may find it feels as if your heart is opening, expanding as you feel the love and resonance between you both. Maybe your heart swells at the pure sound of their laughter, or the sound of your child telling you, "I love you." No matter how old your child is, the unique sound of your child's laughter or their voice can fill your heart with unconditional love and joy. As you focus upon the feeling of love and appreciation that you have for your child, you feel that love deepen and flow. You can feel it flowing between your hearts, radiating between you both, growing stronger, brighter, a deepening. An incredible sense of unconditional love. And the deeper that love grows, the more relaxed you feel. And the more relaxed you feel, the deeper your love grows. Love is a healing balm, a true healing balm that bathes you both, bathes you all, and a wonderful feeling of pure, unconditional love. As you continue to breathe in the peace and love of the divine, whatever that means for you. And this pure love creates a healing field. This love washes away any stress or strain, any tension. This unconditional love builds with each breath, and this love radiates throughout every part of your body, through your mind, creating acceptance, releasing any self-judgment and fear, clearing away disturbances, stagnation, and blocks, any trauma, any separation for you and your child. You'll surprise yourself in that you'll find you're able to let go of things that belong in the past. You'll see them correctly in their true perspective as belonging to the past. Old negative memory, old patterns of behavior, and things that raise themselves as barriers against your ability to achieve the things you wish to achieve in your life are now fading away, dissolving away in the presence of pure, unconditional love, in the presence of unconditional love. And you're seeing them as part of the past. With each breath, this unconditional love radiates throughout every part of your body, your mind, your spirit, creating acceptance, releasing any self-judgment and self-blame, healing you at your deepest core. For healing any blocks that you may have regarding your own self-worth, your own value, your own abilities. This only benefits your child or the children in your life in the most significant way. Creating self-acceptance and self-appreciation. A healing at the deepest level for you, for those you love. The fact is, you don't know what all your possibilities are yet. Yet your inner wisdom can work on it all by itself, while you just relax. Take a few moments now to allow this healing field of pure unconditional love to continue to deepen, expand, and grow. And if there is anything that you would like to share with this child or the children in your life, please do so now. and your child or children are able to communicate to you anything that they would like you to know. Creating possibilities and loving communication. That is in everyone's highest and best good. These feelings of inner peace and relaxation are actually creating a cocoon of love and peace around you and the children in your life, like a shield of protection. And you may now remain calm and more at peace and more relaxed than you have in the past, as you connect more fully with this healing field. As you relax and continue to enjoy this feeling of unconditional love and connection, you find the outcome is that at an emotional level, you feel more relaxed, more balanced, and more calm. Your mind is clear and focused, and your body returns to its natural state of balance. You feel more at peace with yourself, and you find yourself filled with a much deeper sense of self-compassion and self-appreciation. In fact, this peaceful, relaxed response will become a pleasant part of your life, allowing you to experience a deep sense of inner confidence and contentment. All of these peaceful, loving feelings will stay with you long after this guided relaxation session ends. And as you stay in this contented, peaceful frame of mind, you'll find that inwardly you're growing stronger and stronger. And regardless of any stress and tensions which may surround your life, you now sense and recognize the feelings of inner peace and ease, true well-being, and you feel confident that the goals you've set for yourself, the commitment you've made to yourself, you're able to keep. It's almost time now to bring your full awareness back to the room now. The children in your life and you are powerfully surrounded in this healing field of unconditional love and peace. So when you slowly and gently bring your awareness back to the room in a few moments, you will naturally bring the serenity and self-confidence with you. It's now time for you to bring your full awareness back to the room now. I'm going to count up from 1 to 5, and on the count of 5 and not before, let your eyes open. You will feel alert, focused, and refreshed, ready for the next segment of your day. Number 1, slowly, easily, and gently, feel your awareness beginning to return to the room now. Number 2, each muscle and nerve in your body is comfortably relaxed and you feel wonderfully good as a new glow of peace, self-confidence, and well-being flows through your mind, body, emotions, and spirit now. Number 3, Each time you practice your Birthee's guided relaxation, you will find you relax much more quickly and deeply than before, because it does just get easier and easier. So simple, so natural. Number 4, your eyes begin to feel sparkling clear, and on the next count, your eyes will open. You'll become fully alert, spiritually calm and at peace. Number 5, eyes open now, feeling focused, fully refreshed and energized, alert and ready for the next segment of your day. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show and the guided relaxation session that was in this episode, please share it with your friends and rate and recommend on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For more great conversations like these, or to find out more information and access Michelle's library of amazing guests, go to birtheeservices.com/podcast. For more information on the Birthee's method, Michelle's classes, meditations, and other services, go to birtheeservices.com.